We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 9:07 as Total Information AM continues. Could hospitals and doctors learn from medical errors after an outside board studies them? That's the goal of legislation that would establish a National Patient Safety Board. That board would help federal agencies monitor safety events, identify conditions under which problems occur, and suggest preventative measures.
Joining us now on the Quiver River guest line is Robert Ferguson, Chief Policy Officer of the Jewish Healthcare Foundation, one of the leaders of more than 70 groups that's pushing this latest safety board campaign. Good morning, Robert. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So when we look at this proposal for a National Patient Safety Board, what I've heard is that it's been compared to the National Transportation Safety Board that would pull together a group of experts looking at incidents and then writing up recommendations. Is that pretty much what we're looking at here for a patient safety board?
Yes, related to modeling the National Patient Safety Board after the National Transportation Safety Board, we incorporated an independent board element within the National Patient Safety Board proposal. And we've also modeled it after a public-private partnership team in the aviation industry that's called the Commercial Aviation Safety Team. And the difference there, which really excited us, was that a public-private partnership team is reactive, whereas the National Transportation Safety Board is often looking back at a past accident and airplane crash. And the reactive approach that excited us is being able to actually anticipate injury and harm before it happens, and gaining consensus on patient safety enhancements and solutions that can be adopted with urgency to actually prevent injury and harm from happening.
A lot of people would assume that hospitals are already reviewing incidents and somehow, I guess, reporting them. Is that not happening, or what is being done right now?
Yeah, so individual hospitals are doing their own individual root cause analyses. And they also may be, as you indicated, reporting an adverse event and harm to a certain body. However, there is no single national federal body that is gaining the national insights to look at the errors that are occurring across hospitals, because a lot of these causes and precursors to injury and harm are systemic issues, meaning it's not just what's happening within one hospital. It's how do we identify the causes of harm and adopt national solutions to prevent injury and harm across healthcare settings across the U.S.
So when we look at the hospitals or the medical systems that might be looked at under this, would they have to opt in to the system, or was this something that they would be required to submit information to?
Yes, we and the NPSB Policy and Advocacy Coalition designed it in a way where the NPSB would be aggregating existing data. So as you indicated earlier, a lot of this data exists. It just exists in different types of data collection silos, and the NPSB would be pulling together all of that information to do a big data analytics to identify those precursors and to gain consensus on solutions. So it wouldn't require additional data reporting. It would just be using the data that already exists in a smarter and more intelligent way, incorporating artificial intelligence and machine learning to be able to actually anticipate those errors and the patient safety risks.
It sounds like somebody who maybe felt they had been mistreated and maybe thinking of a medical malpractice claim or suit might find this useful. Would a person in that situation be able to access this information, or would that be off limits?
An individual person and patient and their family would be able to report the injury and harm to the National Patient Safety Board. And the value of that is that the NPSB would then incorporate that information into its research and development to be able to actually pull together the pieces to identify those precursors and causes and to adopt solutions to prevent injury and harm. And oftentimes that burden is unfortunately placed on the patient and family, and the PSB would be automatically doing that type of work in response to an injury and harm being reported that's especially abnormal and serious.
We're talking with Robert Ferguson. He's with the Jewish Healthcare Foundation, one of the organizations that is looking at having a national patient safety board. When we look at the nuts and bolts of this, Robert, you know, who would be on the board, and you know, how would this really be funded?
Yeah. So in terms of who would be on the board, it would include a 5-member board. Those board members would need to have expertise in safety, and they would also need to specifically have expertise around patient safety as it relates to healthcare. And the coalition has also suggested to ensure that at least 2 of the 5 board members are patients and families with who have unfortunately experienced injury and harm themselves, to make sure that patients are part of the leadership team. And the board members, as suggested by the coalition, that would be appointed by the president in consultation with the Senate. And in terms of how it would be funded, the coalition, as part of the NPSB bill, is planning to ask Congress to include an allocation for the NPSB's budget as well.
Well, it is certainly interesting. We appreciate you filling us in on this proposal for a National Patient Safety Board. Robert Ferguson is the Chief Policy Officer at the Jewish Healthcare Foundation, joining us on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.